Well, hello, Lynn. Hello, everybody. Yes, this time I'm recording it too. So we have two recording. That's the good alternative. Yes, I would like to begin with a little. Putting our focus on our breathing. Just watch how breath is moving in and moving out. How there is this actually automatic movement of life within us. And the more we can let go of all kinds of thoughts that might be running through our minds, and just focus on this breath, on this breathing activity, we will realize most probably that our breath becomes deeper. It sort of sinks down into our belly, where actually its natural home is, looking at it from terms of physics. And then let's just think of some good light. A light that gives us a good warm, welcoming feeling. And we don't have to see this light with our eyes closed necessarily. It's enough really for this little exercise to just think of a good warm, maybe golden evening light. Or maybe a morning light. And let's connect our breath with this feeling or sensation or inner seeing of this light. And then let's just allow our breath to carry this light to all the areas in our minds in our bodies that somehow feel dark or constricted or in need, or that might even be hurting. Let's just allow this light to flow into these very areas of our inner experience. Where it can just do its job. Where it can just serve as a bringer of relief, or as a carrier of relief. Now, talking about myself personally, I always have these neuropathies in my feet. And now, like for instance, I concentrate, but just easily, on letting this light, this idea of light, flow down my legs and into my feet and out of my feet again. And if you have other areas, problematic areas, then you do just the same. Allow just these very areas to welcome this inner light carried there with the help of your breath. And really just allow your bellies to expand all the way, as far as they really want to expand. Very often our bellies are somehow tight, and especially when we have some diseases down there, we tighten up easily. Out of fear of these diseases. But for this little exercise, let's just be aware of that and allow the light to really flow into our bellies. Allow our bellies to really expand. Or allow our stomachs just to expand in this light, and to sort of move in this natural movement of breath, expanding and then contracting and then expanding. It's very, very, it's a very, very natural movement. And the more we find back into our God-given inner rhythm, because life, after all, is music. And we, after all, are musical beings. The more we allow ourselves to feel this rhythm of this music, of life again, automatically, the more healing we will attract to our entire systems. There's this breath floating in through our noses and floating out through our noses again, if possible. And running through our entire bodies. Which in this case, I don't like to call body so much. I'd rather call it our systems. This, let's allow this light to flow through our entire systems, be it mind, be it body. Let's not be too theoretical about all of that. Because after all, there is only one light, and after all, there is only one life, and there is only one God, one flow of life. And let's allow ourselves to just gently come into this healing experience. Just for this, for these instances, for these minutes, for these moments. It doesn't matter if we fall back afterwards. Because even if we do so, which is most normal actually, at least that's how I experience it, we can again and again remember these instances of relaxation, these instances of non-problematic life. Of not searching life. Of just life experiencing its own beauty in this very given moment. And in case we are ill, this is such a helpful little inner exercise we can perform so easily, we wherever we are, even when we're surrounded by people, we can do that with open eyes just as well. Just allow this peace to flow through us in this very moment. Just allow ourselves to be, say, bringers of peace in this very moment. In this, say, in this hospital that we're lying in. This finding back to our natural rhythm of life, to our God-given rhythm of life, is such a healing thing. And if we look at it correctly, say from a sane point of view, any kind of disease we have, and also any kind of problems we have, are actually just calls to come home. Calls for us to come home. And to come home really doesn't take time. It just takes every once in a while a little inner exercise. And it really is easy. As it reads here in the course, it is quite, that's in lesson 41, it is quite possible to reach God. In fact, it is very easy, because it is the most natural thing in the world. You might even say, it is the only natural thing in the world. The way is open. The way will open if you believe that it is possible. And why not just give this belief a try? And another beautiful thought to come into this experience, this inner experience of light, is a lesson like this lesson 41, where it says, God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. The source of life, the source of healing, the source of ease, the source of happiness, the source of strength and power, goes with me wherever I go. This idea will, I read that here, eventually overcome completely the sense of loneliness and abandonment all the separated ones experience. Depression is an inevitable consequence of separation. So are anxiety, worry, a deep sense of helplessness, misery, suffering, and intense fear of loss. The separated ones, people that believe they are separate from life, separate from one another, separate from their source, separate from healing, separate from solution, separate from happiness, separate from strength. The separated ones have invented many cures for what they believe to be the ills of the world. But the one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problem. I think that's one of those sentences, once again, where Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they show so much really gentle sense of humor. The one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problems, of the problem. Yet, its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. Now, this is a hell of a sentence, I believe. Yet its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. Doesn't that mean what I experience as problem does not have any true source? It is just a fiction. I give power by believing in it. A fiction I, through my thinking, make real. It has no source, no essence, no substance to it. I read it again. The one thing the separated ones do not do is to question the reality of the problem, yet its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. The idea for this day has the power to end all this foolishness forever. And foolishness it is, despite the serious and tragic forms it may take. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. Deep within us is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through us and out into the world. It's ready. God is ready. Love is always absolutely ready. Healing is already done. It's ready. So it's just a question, do we allow it to take place? And this is a question only each and every one of us ourselves can answer in each and every given moment. Yes, I accept the fact that I am healed. I just stop clinging to all those ideas that I'm not far enough, or I'm not worthy, or I'm not this and that. I just allow, since I hear that God is ready, that love is ready, that healing is ready, I just open my door and I allow it in. That's the only job which we have to do. Because after all, it's our lives, and we are the ones who are calling the shots. And so we are the ones who are opening the door, or who are keeping the door closed. I read something here from Nuk Sanchez on exactly this topic, on the willingness to be healed. To join with God's will, or with love's will, I must be willing to accept that my request to heal the thought that I am separate from God, as love and healing, has already been met. I accept healing of my wrong-mindedness and allow the miracle to transfer itself from healing the cause to also healing its illusory effects, like sickness, scarcity, conflict, pain, etc. Healing is God's will. Healing is God's will. And if we really look deep within, we will get at least a notion of the fact that this is our very own will just as well. Healing is our will. Healing of ourselves, healing of others, healing of the world, seeing life as a healed event, and not as a constant ongoing tragedy from one drama to the other. Healing is God's will. My request to heal, and His healing power, are one and the same. So when we say we want this to heal, we allow God's healing power to really stream in and do its job. This can take time, but I'm sure it can also happen, and this is proven by not so few people. This can also happen instantly. My request to heal and God's healing power are one and the same. God's will and my will become one in this intention to accept what He has already given. There is this divine intelligence in each and every one of us that has already healed and is just waiting for us to accept the entire healing to take place in time. And Nuk Sanchez continues here, my willingness to be healed is always met by God's eagerness to have me healed. My responsibility then is just to accept this certain healing and not to doubt it. Trust, trust, trust. When I just think of the fact how often I am focusing on all kinds of handicaps or diseases or little or big pains and trying to figure out what I could do to get that recovered and healed again. If I would just spend, I don't know, part of that on allowing to myself to focus on the fact that I am healed, that life is a healed event and I am part of it, true life. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. It will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss because it will heal the mind that thought these things were real and suffered out of its allegiance to them. So this is the only thing that keeps us unhappy, that keeps us sick, keeps us experiencing conflict and scarcity. That we believed in these dark ideas. We just nourished these dark ideas with the power of our intention. And healing, maybe in another definition, is just taking away our intention from this focus of disease and putting our intention on what we will together with our source, which is always healing, which is always happiness, which is always lightness and ease. And here this lesson goes on. You can never be deprived of your perfect holiness, because its source goes with you wherever you go. You can never suffer, because the source of all joy goes with you wherever you go. The source of all joy goes with us wherever we go. The source of all healing goes with us wherever we go. So it's really just a question of opening up to the memory of this fact, or of allowing ourselves to remember this fact. Nothing can destroy your peace of mind, because God goes with you wherever you go. Now, what if we go see a doctor and sit there in the waiting room and wait to be called in, and instead of constantly thinking about our disease and about what we will tell our doctor and hoping that he will give us a good remedy or know of some good therapy, and sort of compare ourselves with all those other people sitting there in the waiting room together with us, it would be such a tremendous difference if we sat there in this waiting room of the doctor with all this sickness that we feel, and just keep this sentence really steadfast in our minds. God goes with me wherever I go. God is here with me in this waiting room of the doctor. Of course this takes discipline, and of course this takes concentration, but it is really the best thing we can do. It will help us recover much quicker than without thinking that way, and it will not only help us, it will also help others. Perhaps they might even wonder, well, how come this lady here or this man here, he looks so so happy even though they are sick. And this will have an effect. Our inner attitude has such a tremendous effect, and we so often underestimate that. And the more we practice ideas like this one, God goes with me wherever I go, or practice this focus on our inner light and connected with our breathing, and allow it to flow through into areas of lack and contraction and pain, eventually the the healthier we will become. At least that's what I'm experiencing, and also other people I know, students of the course, are experiencing themselves with the severe diseases that they had. And myself, I was sitting there in this wheelchair, and I was looking so utterly miserable, and I was feeling so depressed. And the moment I changed that around and decided, no, I want to be happy right now and as healthy as possible, everything changed. Everything changed. I just had to really kick all those sickness and scarcity thoughts that were keeping my mind hypnotized in the dump. That was all. And this is something we can really do. And I'm positive each and every one of us can do that, because we have wonderful teachers, like here in this course. Through this course, we have this Holy Spirit. We have Jesus, who constantly keep reminding us of these easy changes in our mind. God goes with me wherever I go. How can I be alone when God always goes with me? How can I be doubtful and unsure of myself when perfect certainty abides in Him, in God, in this stream of life, which we are one with? How can I be disturbed by anything when He rests in me in absolute peace? How can I suffer when love and joy surround me through God? Please let me not cherish illusions about myself. I am perfect because God goes with me wherever I go. I am healed because healing goes with me wherever I go. And so what I find so important is to really come to realize this is not just just an idea with no active effect. This is something that is just happening in our minds, but this will certainly not have effect on our diseases. It does certainly have effect on healing our diseases, because when we allow, as Anouk writes here, the cause of suffering and disease to be healed, we can also allow the healing of all these illusory effects. And this way, our lives might really become demonstrations of the power of God. Yes, and to finish this little talk here, I would just like to, because I talked about that last time and I forgot to record it, and I thought it was such a wonderful thought. It is from lesson 189, which reads, "I feel the love of God within me now." I just read a little passage to come to this point. "There is a light in you the world cannot perceive, and with its eyes you will not see this light, for you are blinded by the world. Yet you do have eyes to see it. It is there for you to look upon. This light is a reflection of the thought, 'I feel the love of God within me now.' To feel the love of God within you is to see the world anew, shining in innocence, alive with hope, and blessed with perfect charity and love. Who could feel fear in such a world? It welcomes you, rejoices that you came, you very personally, and sings your praises as it keeps you safe from every form of danger and of pain. Now, what I loved so much about this passage was this idea of this, the world of truth, which we are actually living in, is singing our praises. Just imagine that there is a, say, call it a sphere, or call it an intelligence, that is, no matter what the world tells you, what you are and all the things you've done wrong and this and that, and no matter what you yourself tell you, you've done wrong, there is this intelligence, this really divine intelligence, that doesn't constantly count up those things, but that is, on the contrary, singing our praises. It is singing our praises. Yes, hello, 42 Jim Dunn, you're so wonderful. Or yes, hello, Lynn, what a wonderful being you are. So, I'm so proud of you, all those things that you're doing. And yes, hello, whoever you may be, I just love you all, and you don't have any idea how wonderful you are and how perfect you are. And I would just so much like you to get a little glimpse of that. This world welcomes you, rejoices that you came, and sings your praises as it keeps you safe from every form of danger and of pain. It offers you a warm and gentle home in which to stay a while. It blesses you throughout the day and watches through the night as silent guardian of your holy sleep. It sees salvation in you very personally, and protects the light in you in which it sees its own. It offers you its flowers and its snow in thankfulness for your benevolence. So this is really the divine thanking us and just waiting for us to allow ourselves to hear his or its happy, thankful songs. Really, all we can do is get out of the way and allow truth to tell us who we are, and to allow truth to heal our world through us. And as the Course tells us, it is always our choice which world we experience. And even in the midst of all these wars and all these conflicts and all these diseases and all this scarcity and all these feelings of lack and all these pains, we can, if we decide to do so, see the light shining through, and thus help healing to finally take place. The question is only, do I allow my little limited senses, my little two little eyes and my two little ears and my taste and feeling to allow those limited senses to rule my life? Do I allow fear to rule my life? Do I allow depression to rule my life? Or do I allow healing to rule my life? And abundance to rule my life? And love to rule my life? And this is a choice. We can't only make it once and for all, but we have to make it again and again and again. Because all this negativity, it pops up again and again and again. But the more often we make this decision, this will be a treasure in our souls that we will really be able to count on. So in order to finish this, let's just once again concentrate on our breath, on our breathing, and just get an idea of this healing light that we are, of this light of peace that we are. And let's just breathe it in. Breathe it out. Not only for ourselves, but just as well for everybody else that we might get in contact with or even be thinking of. Let's allow our souls to sing their songs. And that's that's a part of this song. To allow healing to take place, to allow peace to flow through us and to extend through us into our entire world. It's just a question of choice, which we can make in any given situation, in any given moment. Yes, thank you very much for sharing this with me, and I wish you all the best for this week, and looking forward to hear you again and talk with you again in a week from now. Bye. Goodbye from Munich, Germany.